So welcome to this week's Football Fans Podcast. My name is Jordan Jarrett Bryan.
Why do I dislike the guy? Yeah, I wouldn't hire him if I had a business, because he's not professional enough for me. But if I did hire him and he signed on a dotted line and I'm paying him, then that's the contract.
I'd be more concerned about people like Ozil, who certain people on this panel told me about, that we don't understand his game. Natasha.
There was a time before I had Sky when all I could watch was Final Score on BBC, and I couldn't get to Sky quick enough because of him.
He does so much things that I don't like that it kind of makes it hard for me to compliment him when he has done something right.
We are joined this week by our Tottenham fan Ollie, our Arsenal fan Natasha, and our Manchester United supporter Marvin. And just because Ollie goes in so hard and Natasha on United, we've given Marvin some backup this week with a fourth guest.
Oh, don't pitch it like that, Joe. Come on, man. Making it seem like I can't hold.
I've been listening. He needs help.
We've stretched the budget. Two packets of Doritos, an extra chair. Zeke, our Manchester United fan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have
welcome
you.
Welcome, Zeke.
Thank you very
welcome
much.
Welcome to the
Hopefully
house.
I can bring something to the...
So, Zeke, let me start off by just asking you a little bit about Man United. 2 points off Man City, who everyone said is going to win the league, run away with it. Martial, the $60 million player, kid even, 3 goals in 2 games on fire. It's looking good.
It is, and I'll be honest, he has surprised me, because I wasn't happy about the deal. I thought it was too expensive, and the clauses that we had in there were just dumb. You might as well have just paid a $50 million straight up front. So, no, I'm pleased. Please, he has surprised me, but he looks the deal. So, we'll see. You know, some good goals he has scored, composure. But I'm not getting too excited yet. For the money we've paid, yeah, I'd expect him to do what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He is still young, and I still think we need to give him time to kind of bed in. So it's easier to get excited. So, but no, generally pleased. I think it looks like a good deal at the moment.
And just briefly on United, like I say, 2 points off Manchester City. That kind of surprised me on the table. I was like, "Raw, are you guys in a title race, or is it still too early to kind of?" Really
no, we are definitely in a title race. Mm. Definitely, I've said that from the get go.
Is that what you think is going to happen, or you expect to happen?
No, it's what I expect to happen. Okay. You know, last season up until a certain point, I still felt we were challenging or would challenge for the title. Mm. But no, City are looking really good. Chelsea are looking really bad. And in between is us. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to be there or thereabouts towards the end. So we're United. We have to be.
Okay.
Our standards.
Cool. All right, let's get into it then. So let's go into the first talking point of the show. Obviously, let's start with the big discussion point of the weekend. Tottenham getting their first home. And I'm joking. Arsenal and Costa. Obviously took all the headlines this weekend. Chelsea winning the match by 2-0. Mourinho extending his beaten run over Wenger, because I don't really count the charity shield personally, but hey-ho.
Community shield.
Sorry, community shield.
Who cares?
Plate, yeah, plate.
Natasha, were Arsenal genuinely wronged by a refereeing decision which quite clearly favoured the game in Chelsea's decision, or was this just the same old gutless, tacticless Arsenal that just couldn't show up when it really mattered, and they're just making excuses?
I think a combination of both, to be honest. I mean, if Costa grabs man on the street up like that, you know, he might be getting done for assault. His behaviour was just unnecessary. I'm all for being passionate and challenging your opponents and making life hard for them, but he's just extra. Mike Dean had his worst game ever, which is saying something, considering some of the games he's refereed in the past. And then Gabriel shouldn't have got involved. Like, it wasn't even him that Costa was bothering, it was Koscielny. So I don't know why Gabriel got involved. And then Coquelin got injured. So yeah, it just felt like same old Arsenal, didn't it, towards the end.
All the Arsenal fans that I've kind of heard subsequently have been kind of crying about the referee. And while I do normally, I don't buy into this whole blame the referee for our defeats, I do feel the decision was the wrong one and it influenced